The woolly porkers have appeared in 23 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. They're damaging crops, digging out ground nesting birds, and killing small deer. They may also carry pseudorabies and swine brucellosis, threatening domestic pigs. Wayne Edgerton is Agricultural Policy Director of Minnesota's DNR. He says the problem could easily spread into his territory.
They can certainly walk across the ice, so this time of the year they could come across to Minnesota, and I've heard they're actually pretty good swimmers, so even in the summertime they could get their way over to Minnesota.
Some people have speculated that Minnesota's intense winters would kill off any feral swine crossing the border, but Tim DeVoe, a veterinary medical officer of the USDA, says that's unlikely.
As long as they got food, they're going to put fat on, they'll be well insulated.
DeVoe adds that in order to keep wild pigs' numbers under control, at least 75% of the population has to be destroyed every year. He says that's not happening. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Brian Bull.